The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Bernie Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
Well, we were just talking about Georgia, the Georgia voting law, and I just happened to mention Coca-Cola. Well, evidently Coca-Cola's having some second thoughts about their severe disagreement with the Georgia election law. I think after they realized, we didn't read it, and we believe the news media. Oops. Yeah, because their Coca-Cola is backtracking. Headline: Coca-Cola says it's time to find common ground on voting measures.
I'm not going to take time on that. But they did release a statement. We believe the best way to make progress now is for everyone to come together and listen respectfully, share concerns, and collaborate on a path forward. We remain open to productive conversations with advocacy groups and lawmakers who may have differing views. It's time to find common ground. In the end, we all want the same thing: free and fair elections, the cornerstone of our democracy. What a change from their initial response when the liberal left was yelling and screaming, "It's racism, is it racism, it's racism." I think maybe somebody in authority at Coca-Cola actually read the law and went to the president, the CEO, and said, you might want to rethink the company's position because, we were told lies about the law. I don't know, but we'll see. Then there's this. Folks, listen. I hate racism. I hate bigotry. I hate prejudice. I'm going to do everything I can in my power to bring about unity, break down walls and barriers between races and so forth. But I'm telling you, the liberal left wants to divide us. They want me as a white person to resent black people. They want you as black people to resent me as a white person. That is their goal. That is their desire. And, folks, we cannot take the bait. I don't care what color your skin is. If you know Jesus Christ as personal Savior, you are my brother. You are my sister. And the blood of Jesus Christ has made us one in the family of God. What am I talking about? California. Headline: California weighs equitable math as a goal of getting correct answer on racism. Listen to this. The California Department of Education is considering implementing a statewide math framework that promotes the concept that working to figure out a correct answer in math is an example of racism and white supremacy invading the classroom. Now, I read about this several months ago, and I thought, no, who could be that dumb? I mean, who could be that dumb? Who could be that ignorant? Who could be that racist to think that teaching to a child 2 plus 2 has one answer and one answer only, that's 4. 3 plus 3 has one answer only, that is 6. Who is dumb enough to believe that teaching there is only one answer to a math equation is racist. Well, evidently there are a lot of people that dumb, and there are a lot of people in the California educational system that are saying exactly that. It is called, and I quote, "a pathway to equitable math instruction, dismantling racism in mathematics instruction." It says these are exercises, again I'm quoting, these are exercises for educators to reflect on their own biases to transform their instructional practice. Then if you go to the Equitable Math website, it states that the training manual was funded by the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. By the way, that's the primary source of funding for the Common Core state standards. Yeah. Here is what, at least in part, what this movement in California says. And again, I'm quoting, "White supremacy culture infiltrates math classrooms and everyday teacher actions. Coupled with the beliefs that underlie these actions, they perpetuate educational harm on Black, Latinx, and multilingual students, denying them full access to the world of mathematics." You say, well, what are they saying? Well, let me read it to you. This is from their website. "This proposed California framework provides examples of how," quote, "white supremacy culture has infiltrated math classes in schools." And here are some bullet points from this new California framework. Number one, the focus on getting the right answer. That's racist. That's white supremacy. Emphasizing in math getting the right answer. Number two, independent practice is valued over teamwork or collaboration. So in other words, teaching a student, you are responsible for getting the answer right. That's racist and white supremacy. Three, real-world math is valued over math in the real world. I don't even know what that means. Number four, students are tracked. They're tracked. You mean they're scored? You score their tests? Yeah. Participation structures reinforce dominant ways of being. Here are some other ways that traditional math is based on white supremacy culture, as demonstrated by, you ready for this? When students are required to show their work. Intentional pause. That's white supremacy. When students are required to, quote, show their work. Number two, grading practices are focused on lack of knowledge. So in other words, actually grading math depended upon whether you got the answer right or not. Oh, no, you can't do that. That's white supremacy. Language acquisition is equated with mathematical proficiency. Well, now that one I kind of like, so that means no more story problems. Oh, my goodness. I got to take a break. When we come back, I'm going to read three or four paragraphs from the equitable math movement that is not in use yet in the state of California, but is being encouraged. Yeah. Racist math. 2 + 2 = 4 is racist.
talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Before I read you some paragraphs from California's proposed equitable math project. In the foundation of the equitable math project in California is that traditional math is racist and white supremacist, including the insistence on one answer to any given math equation. That is racist, my friends. This is insanity. But I have said this for years and years and years. All radical movements operate on three A's. All right? Most of you know because I've talked about this all the time. Three A's. Number one is acceptance. All we want is you to accept us. We will leave you alone. You leave us alone. All we ask is that you accept us. That's all we will ever ask. Just acceptance. Then second, once they have achieved the first A, is advocacy. Okay, now that you accept us, you must become an advocate for us. The whole LGBTQ thing. Just accept us, that's all. We'll leave you alone, you leave us alone, that's all. But then they progress to the next step. If we have a pride parade, you must join it. Well, I don't like parades. And if you don't join the pride parade, you're a bigot. And we're going to tell everybody you're a bigot. But I thought you said you just wanted me to accept you. Well, we do, but now you have to become an advocate for us. Ask all the TV stations here in Columbus, the annual Pride Parade. And then once the radicals have achieved that, the last day is annihilation. We'll destroy you. If you don't agree with us completely, if you don't agree with our agenda, we will destroy you. BLM, Black Lives Matter, following that formula perfectly. If you say anything about Black Lives Matter, you are a racist and we will destroy you. Well, now back to equitable math in California. Here are some quotes. These are quotes. These common practices that perpetuate white supremacy culture create and sustain institutional and systematic barriers to equity for Black, Latinx, and multilingual students. In order to dismantle these barriers, we must identify what it means to be an anti-racist math educator. So again, not just acceptance, but advocacy. You can't be just someone wanting to be equal. Anti-racist, that's the advocacy. But then they go on. Again, quoting, in order to embody anti-racist math education. What? Anti-racist math education? In order to embody anti-racist math education, teachers must engage in critical praxis that interrogates the ways in which they perpetuate white supremacy culture in their own classrooms and develop a plan toward anti-racist math education to address issues of equity for Black, Latinx, and multilingual students. The concept of mathematics being purely objective is unequivocally false, and teaching it is even much less so. Upholding the idea that there are always right and wrong answers perpetuate objectivity as well as fear of open conflict. Can I repeat that? The concept of mathematics being purely objective is unequivocally false. So how do you teach that 3 times 5 is 15 when you believe with all your heart that simply by saying 3 times 5 has one answer and one answer only, and that's 15. That is racist and white supremacist. How do you teach? And the answer is you don't. Can you imagine a teacher educated in mathematics trying to teach your students the very fundamental basics, addition, subtraction, multiplication, and then, of course, when you get up higher, you know, the algebra, trigonometry? How do you teach those things and the formulas that are required when you have been told that to teach that as objective truth is being racist, and you are demonstrating that you are a white supremacist simply because you demand your students give you the right answer, and that you demand that all of your students have the same answer? Can I repeat something that I've said literally thousands of times? Everything the liberal left touches, they destroy. Who would have thought that anyone in their right mind would believe that teaching that math is something that is objective, you can learn and you can repeat, there are formulas that are right and there are formulas that are just flat wrong? When given a math equation, there is one right answer and only one right answer. And if you get it wrong, you're going to be told it's wrong. That somehow that's discriminating against minorities. Think, you know, the most tragic thing here? Think what this is going to do to black students when they try to get a job and when they try to use math in the real world. When they have been told, hey, you're black, and because you're black, you know, you don't have to come up with 2 plus 2 equals 4. If you say it's 6, well, you know, maybe in your world and maybe in your community it is 6, and maybe you have been discriminated against, and therefore, for you, 2 plus 2 might be 6. Think what this is going to do to minorities. Yeah. This is what the liberal left does. Hey, folks, it's the weekend. Be in a good Bible-believing church this weekend, and please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.